25 years of this nonsense. Jonathan and Kitty, today's the official day of our anniversary when we first, when you let me in here and you're like, I don't know if this guy should be here or not.
And it was it seemed like it was foretelling that it would be bad luck that we started the show on the Ides of March.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe to listeners, they think it's bad luck because we haven't gone away.
Exactly.
For 25 years.
Yeah, stupid.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
So earlier this morning, for totally inane trivia, Nadine called in and got the answer right. And she remembered that we interviewed Donnie Most on the telephone.
From Happy Days, yeah.
Yes. And Barry Williams and Lou Ferrigno were in the studio.
She remembered that specifically.
And then I thought, I wonder if Jonathan is quite as brilliant in remembering our show as Nadine is.
No. Well, go ahead. Are you going to ask me a question?
I have a quiz for you.
Okay.
It's a three-question quiz to see how well you remember our show.
All right, here we go.
Back when we started together, what feature did we do at 9 a.m.? Was it New Age Corner, The Dream CD, or Battle of the Sexes?
I thought we did something at the 9 at 9. Battle of Sexes sounds like it would be pretty good.
It does. But,
is that what it was?
No, of course it's The Dream CD. Remember that? People send in their four songs they wanted to hear.
Now they can just listen to it on streaming.
Exactly.
The Dream CD, and we'd read a heartfelt letter or screw it up.
Correct.
Okay.
Or play the wrong song.
Yes,
many
times.
Play a song with swearing in it.
Yes.
It was quite the adventure. All right. Which rock star that we interviewed flirted with Kitty? Me. That's me, in case you're wondering.
Thanks. You still wear the name tag, which is helpful.
Was it Pete Best, Graham Nash, or Robert Plant?
Might be, I'm trying to remember that if it was. Sometimes are you just tired of the whole rock and roll lifestyle? Do you still live the same rock and roll lifestyle, or it just has to change as time goes on?
Well, I'll tell you what, tell me one thing that I might be doing that could be rock and roll, and I'll let you know. Now, what would it be?
Wearing tight leather pants and jumping around on furniture.
I'd like to get your telephone number, young lady. That's your imagination at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Robert Plant. Who are you going to go hang out there when he shows up this year at Bree Stevens Field?
I suddenly wish I'd given him my phone number.
I'm sure he'd call.
All right, one more question for you, Jonathan. So
we'll
put on your thinking cap and see if you can get this one right.
I'm 0 for 2 right now.
When Paul McCartney called into the show, we made him angry by asking a question about what? His ex-wife Heather Mills, Yoko Ono, or baby back ribs?
It's a trick question because you were too afraid to take the phone call and it just kept ringing. Wasn't that what it was? Yeah.
He was supposed to call us in.
We're still waiting.
We're still waiting.